AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are indications of some progress in nuclear talks with Iran, but there are also signs Tehran is pushing back on some issues. The deadline for a preliminary agreement is Tuesday.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, in an appearance on ABC's This Week, says after a year of talks, it's time for the Iranians to make the hard choices.
Live up to their rhetoric that they're not trying to acquire a nuclear weapon.
But North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, tells CBS Face the Nation that there's no need to rush.
Let's not hasten to a deal, and I fear that Secretary Kerry believes that he's got to get a deal by Tuesday.
Tuesday's deadline is just for a framework for more negotiations, with the hopes of finding a permanent agreement at the end of June. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence says he will not change a law that critics say would discriminate against gay and lesbians in the state, but he will consider clarifying it.
If the General Assembly in Indiana sends me a bill that adds a section that reiterates and amplifies and clarifies what the law really is and what it has been for the last 20 years, then I'm open to that.
Pence was on ABC's This Week. He did not answer directly when asked at least six times whether under the law it would be legal for a merchant to refuse to serve gay customers. But he did say it is not about discrimination. The pastor of Andreas Lubitz's church in Germany says the community is standing by the family of the co-pilot. Prosecutors say intentionally crashed Germanwings Flight 9525 into the French Alps. Aviation psychology expert Aaron Bowen says it would not have mattered if Lubitz had more training in the sky.
I think at 630 hours, which he was a more than capable pilot, and up until 4 years ago, he was a more than capable pilot in the United States. This is really a mental health failure and a failure for us to recognize and change the culture and industry.
This is AP Radio News. The Prime Minister of Tunisia says a leading suspect in a deadly attack on a museum that was killed in an anti-terror operation. The AP's Angela Charlton has the story.
The suspect killed overnight was Khaled Shaib, who is suspected to have a major role in Al-Qaeda's North Africa arm. Shaib was one of nine people killed in these overnight anti-terrorist operations around the country, primarily along the Algerian border.
22 people were killed in the March 18th attack in the National Bardo Museum. The culture minister in Russia fired the director of a Siberian theater whose modern staging of Wagner's opera Tannhauser offended the powerful Russian Orthodox Church. Critics say the opera is offensive to Christians and reflected the values of a decadent West. The Russian Orthodox Church has played an active part in Vladimir Putin's efforts to consolidate Russian society. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.